Hold on, my camera is not working for some reason.
Yep. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl Pew. See, we locked and loaded 98.5 WJYM, and I'm your midday dial each and every Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. You already know what time it is, man. We about to get into it with another special guest, man. We're getting the show rocking and rolling. But don't forget, you can always subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as our newsletter. All you got to do is go to reviveisalive.com. It's going to pop right up at you. You can always find us Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, Instagram, YouTube, all that good stuff at Revive underscore POC. Make sure you stay locked in with us. But we want to get into our next special guest. I'm excited to have her on the show. It's been a while, since we've been trying to make this happen. I'm excited that we're about to make this happen. She got some new music out here in the city of Philadelphia, man. She's showing us that R&B is not dead. R&B is still alive. People still got vocals out here in these streets. I got my girl April on the line with us. Yo, April, you're live 98.5. Talk to the people, introduce yourself, and let them know exactly who you're listening to.
Hey, I'm April Moi. I'm happy to be here.
What's good, April? Tell the people exactly who you are.
April Moi. I'm a singer. Yeah, I like to create vibes for people. I sing R&B, a little bit of neo soul, and yeah.
I'm with it. They say R&B dead. You know what I'm saying? I listened to some of your music before we came on today, and I'm like, oh, she actually got a little vocal. She can hold a little note. I'm very impressed. I'm not gonna hold you. But when it comes down to just the genre R&B, why do you feel like you want to, jump into that genre and keep it alive?
I think for me, R&B is definitely, I would say it's a lifesaver. Yeah, you have gospel, yeah, you have other genres, but ultimately, when I go to clean my house, when I go to decompress, it's always R&B for me. So, in me wanting to sing R&B is simply because it's saved my life.
And when you think about people adding that like up tempo, that rap to it, like Doja Cat, something like that, like what separates you from what's out there right now, technically, what's considered R&B?
I think what separates me is simply because I used to sing classical music, so I'm classically trained.
Okay.
That having a little bit of gospel background also helps me be separate from what's currently going on.
And why did you go get training? Why didn't you just start where you was at? Like, what made you go get training? That's different.
It was just a choice. Like, it
Okay.
wasn't
So like vocal
ultimately.
coaching.
Yeah, I have
Okay.
vocal coaching. But growing up, I used to sing on a choir in elementary school, and we sang classical music. You had to try out for the program. It was called Shaw My Academic Music Program. So I
Okay.
was in that, and then from that, when I went to college, I sung classical music for the choir. Shout out to Cheney.
You already know.
so yeah, definitely, and singing classical, it definitely showed me a different world. Again, Black people, Black women aren't really known for singing classical music, but it opened my eyes to something greater. And I love classical music, but I also love
And it
R&B.
actually helped you, hit that note. I was listening to your music, especially I Won. That's actually my
Yes.
favorite out
Oh,
of all of them
thank
right now, for sure. But when it comes down to this project you just dropped, talk to me a little bit about this project and, what was the intention and the motives behind it?
Ooh. So when I dropped the project, so
And
I
what's the
won.
name of it? Tell the
It's
people the name of the project.
one. It's called
Okay.
One. It's an EP, but ultimately I Won, which is the single that I just released. It was supposed to be released with it, but however, it works, God works mysteriously.
Exactly.
So I dropped the EP, and it was simply to talk about like just different changes that I've gone through and in life, I should say. So I went through a breakup. I went through a job loss. I bought a house. I was just celebrating a lot
That's
of
when real
family
R&B
stuff.
is already made.
Yeah.
That's when
So
R&B is made for sure.
definitely. So it's like those things I won, despite it all, I won. So I just wanted to give a little story as to where I came from, where I am now, and now I'm here at I Won because I did win in a lot of instances.
And what makes you want to put your story out there, and be vulnerable and to be able to tell people your truth?
Someone needs to hear it. Someone wants to hear from me. I know that my story is impactful. I know that what I've experienced is impactful. They just need to hear me.
And it's the EP. How many songs on the EP? I was about to call it the album. How many
It's
songs on the EP?
three songs on the EP, and then I have two other singles that's out as well.
So then this song that the single that you just dropped makes it four?
Yes.
All right, awesome. And when it comes down to the music, like where I know you said that most of your aspiration comes from the fact that you were able to have the opportunity to do classical music, then you're telling your story, and then also you were able to find your love through church, right? When it comes down to the music, writing is important. Like how important is it for you to write your own music? And if not, having other writers is important as well, but writing is important in general.
Writing is important, and I think for me, I don't mind if someone else wants to write a song for me. I take it will t If I write a song, it'll take me years. Like my first single, I've released it in 2020, but I had written it in 2018. So for me, because I'm such a I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but yeah, I'm a perfectionist, and I'm really, really picky. So I'll delete the whole song, rewrite it. Scratch out everything, rewrite it. So for me, yes, it takes me time. But if I'm on a timeline and I want something released, I don't mind collaboratively working with someone to write or give my ideas on what it is that I want to sound like, what I wanted to hear, what I want to hear. And if they want to write it, then so be it. I don't have any issues with giving up my writing control.
I mean, I wanted to ask you that because it's important, and some people, one, they like to lie about it. Two, they're not necessarily good at it, and they put out this
Right.
trashy, sound that we hearing right now. And I actually appreciated your sound, so I wanted to know, what actually came behind it as far as the production. That's why I mentioned it. And you being from Philly, how is it important to make sure that you actually include Philadelphia in the music that you write, and then also the music that you produce? Like, did you work with any Philadelphia producers?
I worked with Philadelphia producers. I've worked with Philadelphia singers from my first single to my last single. I've worked with I'll say a plethora of artists in Philadelphia. So I think just keeping their name alive, shout out to Don Patrick. He's been a great support for me from ever since I started releasing music. So
True. And what is Don Patrick? Is that a producer or a
he's
singer?
a
Talk to me.
producer,
You gotta
singer,
introduce your guy. You gonna shout him out. Tell the people who
songwriter.
he
He does it
is.
all. He makes clothes. He's dope, but he does it all. But shout out to Dom.
All right. And then also I gotta ask you about this name. Tell me a little bit about this name. What does this your name come from as far as what you put out as an artistry?
Okay, so I think I'm French.
See, this is how your supporters get to know you. You know what I'm saying? This is how we
I'm
get to know you.
French,
Talk to
right?
us.
So my last name is Moy, Moye. So I'm like,
Okay.
no, that's corny. Not corny, but that's too professional, right? That's my government. However, so I just adopted MOI because French is me. It looks like Moy if you really think about it. So I'm like, okay, April Moi. And also, Moi came from, I have a mentor program which stands for me overcoming insecurities. So Moi, it just flew. It flowed with everything, who I am as a person, who I am as a mentor, who I am as a guidance counselor. It just flows. So I'm like, why not be April Moi?
I'm with it. And let's talk a little bit about the, mentorship program that you have. How was this established? And tell me a little bit more. I didn't even know this was a thing. You ain't talk to me about the music. You ain't tell me what you do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a
Because
sly.
I put it on pause to focus on my music, but
Okay.
ultimately it's to help young girls overcome insecurities, gain self-worth, and just know who they are as a woman, especially in the world that we live in today. So I mentor ages 13 to, I won't give it a cap because I have people older than 21 that I've mentored. So
As you
I
should.
think for me, it's just also, it's just a blessing to be able to pour into our Black girls, and show them that you don't have to be like TV. You don't have to, appear to the natural eye. As long as you believe in yourself, you're fine.
And speaking of that, when it comes down to actually putting the music out there, we talked a little bit about writing and how that's important. We talked about sound, but also message, right? So you just talked about, just your mentorship and guiding young women through insecurities. But right now we got a lot of sexual music out there, right? But it could be, some people call it body positivity. It really depends on the perspective of the person, right? But it's about the body, right? How would you say that you are pushing this message, but also keeping it sexy at the same time?
I think for me, it's definitely I want to push confidence versus sexy. I do have a song called Ego, and I think it's very classy how I present, sexy. So I think that just keep making sure that I uphold what I preach to, my mentees or whatever. Making sure that I uphold that standard and keep my music at a classy perspective for myself and my mentors, so yeah, I just try to make sure that I try to keep that in mind when I am creating music.
I'm with it. And I actually want to introduce your song today as well. I actually got I one up for the people who are listening right now. I want to make sure we introduce that properly. But before we do that, because you're a young artist, you're getting into it right now. Who, you know, when I want to make sure the people are getting to know you a little bit throughout this interview. So, who's somebody who inspires you right now as far as in the music industry that you look up to, whether it's like a virtual mentor or somebody you actually have as a mentor?
I'll say all the J's, right? And they're all Aries to be exact. And they're from Philly. So Jill Scott, Jasmine Sullivan, those two are like my top two inspirations in music. One, Jill Scott, she sings classical music as well as R&B. She raps. She's a lyricist. So, and Jasmine Sullivan, her range is just crazy. And I just love the both of them. And shout
How
out
did you feel
to
about the fact that she pulled out of the concert? What did you
I
what's your thoughts
respect
on
her.
that?
I
You
respect
do.
her. Yeah.
I
Though I was
actually felt
kind
some type of way. I'm
of,
not gonna hold you.
I
It was, I have mixed feelings, right? Because one, because I wanted the people to be able to have a free concert. It's
Right.
not often that you get to see Jasmine in Philadelphia for free, right? On
Right.
a like supposedly holiday weekend, air
Right.
quotes, right?
Right.
But at the same time, I understand why she did it because she's from the city, so she like, I'm gonna stand with my
Right.
folks. But I feel like sometimes artists make too many political statements. Like, what are your thoughts, especially as you being an artist? Do you feel like if it was ever your turn, do you feel like you would have to make that political statement and stand with your folks?
I think I would. I respect her for, I was looking forward to going to the concert just to see her as well. However, when she pulled out, I had no, I wasn't mad or anything because I could, you standing with the Philadelphia, the citizens of Philadelphia. So I can only respect that even more because if it were ever up to me, I'm going to stand with my people, regardless of where I am in the world or where
Regardless of the bag, regardless of the
right.
bag, I'm
Regardless
asking.
of,
Don't say bag.
no,
You,
yeah, no,
yeah.
regardless of the bag, yes,
All right.
I'm
All
going to stand with my people. I started somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
in my areas where the trash was, I've grown up in some of those areas. So yes, no, I'm going to stand with them for sure.
I'm with it, man. I'm with it. Alrighty. And we got this single that I'm about to drop for the people. Introduce the single. Tell them what the single is all about, April, when it comes down to I Want.
So I Won is a story. At first it was supposed to be about, a breakup, but it's not any longer. It's me breaking up with myself. So ultimately I thought that some negative toxic traits that I had to, in order to be whoever I needed to be, I thought that those was what I that's what I needed. And I don't need to be negative. I don't need any of those things. So I've broken up with myself, and now you get the new me. I won in so many areas, and here it is.
Yes, radio's up 98.5, man. This is what we do. Drop new music each and every Friday. Keep your radios locked. I want April. Okay, let's go.
Didn't take a minute to see.
I won. What's good, April? Talk to the people, man. How can they find this
Yeah.
music? How can they find your EP? How can they find your social media website? All that good stuff.
You can find me at on Instagram, TikTok, April MOI, April Moi, April MOI. I'm also on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, YouTube, all under April MOI. That's April MOI.
April, mwah. You just
Yes.
like you're like
Yes.
kisses, right?
Yes.
Mwah. I'm with it, man. I definitely love it, man. I appreciate you showing us love here, 98.5. Thank you for the new music. Send some more music our way. We need the radio edit so we can keep it in the track, keep it flowing so the people can hear it in these streets, man. I appreciate it. Again, April, mwah, live in the city of Philadelphia, man. You already know what time it is, man. It's your girl POC. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm gonna actually turn this right back up. I'm gonna start it right back for the people, man, on this break, April. You already know I'm gonna show love. I appreciate you connecting, man. It's been a minute. So I'm happy we was actually happy to make this, you know what I'm saying, get this started, getting this cracking, man. You already know what time it is. Stay locked. It's your girl.